Taltech Talk. Every Tuesday we bring you seriously interesting stories with our ambitious students, inspiring lecturers and exciting researchers. We'll also find out what life is like in our colleges in Saaremaa, Tartu and Kohtla-Järve. Listen to us and find out how we really change the world.
Welcome to Taltech Talk, Head of Unit of Sustainable Value Chain Management, Wolfgang Dieter Gerstelberger. How are you?
Fine, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for taking the time and coming to chat in the podcast. You're from Germany,
yes, right? Exactly.
And you lived in Estonia now for how many years?
Yeah, almost 4 years.
Yes. How has Estonia treated you?
Oh, quite well, I would say. Of course, I mean, we had COVID in between and these things, but otherwise, I cannot complain.
Could you tell us a little bit about yourself and also about what brought you to Taltech?
Yeah, Wolfgang Gerstelberger, as you said, I have a wife from Brazilian, so Brazilian wife.
Oh, Brazilian wife, and so you guys live in Germany, yes?
We lived in Denmark before, so we never lived together in Germany, but before we came to Estonia, we lived 10 years in Denmark. And then, yeah, came to Estonia. And it was basically a normal job advertisement. And I just, you know, sometimes you simply apply from time to time. But then there were also some colleagues who were quite interested and also called me. And so there was a bit more than the normal formal application. So there was some kind of interaction from the beginning. And that made it a lot easier for me to get a bit more to know about Tallinn and Taltech.
Yeah. And now you and your wife live here in
we
Estonia,
live here
yes.
in Tallinn. Yeah.
How is it for a Brazilian woman to be in Estonia? The weather is completely different.
Yeah, but the good thing, my wife, she really likes snow and she has no problem with the temperature and so on. And yeah, also a good thing, there's a big, quite big Brazilian community in Tallinn.
Oh.
So typically they work somehow related to IT programming, IT companies. So there's quite some Brazilian life here in Tallinn.
Oh, nice. Yes, I wasn't aware of it. So it's good to hear. I learned something new too. Okay. So as the head of the Sustainable Value Chain Management unit at Taltech, can you explain a little bit what this field means and how important it is in today's business environment?
Mm-hmm. Nowadays everybody talks about this green transition we have to make, not only in Estonia, but in the whole of Europe, or even on a global level. And it's, of course, a wide field, but what we focus on at the moment or in the last couple of years is something we call, or politicians also call it, circular economy. So it's about recycling, reusing, repairing goods, products, not just throw them away or burn them, but try to construct them already in a way that they can be reused and recycled and repaired. So this is one big area, and then me personally, I also work a lot with renewable energy systems, renewable mainly wind energy, solar energy. So this is where I also have published quite a bit in the last couple of years. And at the moment also together from engineers here from Taltech, we also have a project in Ida, Viruma, where we are looking at decentral energy production. So something you can do in your community, something you can do in your, yeah, maybe in your quarter, in your neighborhood, and try to do it in a more decentralized way. That's maybe something which is very typical for our work. This is a technical university, obviously, and we work a lot with engineering. It can be be machine industry. It can be electrical systems, it can be material science. Recently, we also started working with the chemistry. It's not engineering, it's more natural science. But So there's a lot of interdisciplinarity going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of different opportunities to work together with experts from different fields.
Yeah, exactly. And recently we got this opportunity in Iderviro. The European Union is investing something like at least 30 million euro there. And we were invited to develop projects. They have been evaluated, of course, but now the relevant ministries, they gave green light. And now we have started these. And they all deal in one way or the other with green transformation, green transition.
Yeah, that's definitely very interesting work that you're doing here. But also, having lived and worked in Estonia, how would you describe your experience in terms of both professional and personal life?
I would say if you start with the professional life, I mean, the working culture is quite similar to Germany, I would say. Maybe even more to Germany than, for example, compared to Denmark or Sweden. So we have discipline is important, being on time. Also, these people sometimes call them secondary values, but somehow they also make life easier. On the other hand, I mean, Estonia is quite a small country. So at the beginning, it's not so easy to get to know people. But when you have started a network, you easily get access to more people because somehow everybody knows everybody. And it's much easier to make contacts with also professional contacts.
Yes, because especially being in the university, it opens up a lot of options for networking because there is such a big there isn't only university here in Tallinn, but there are also colleges.
Exactly. We do something with these different universities of applied science in Tallinn. We also do something together with the University of Tartu. So it's quite easy to cooperate because we are not so many actually.
Yeah. What about your personal life? We talked about you and your wife moving here, but as far as any other cultural differences, how do you how would you describe that living in Estonia?
I mean we live in a very nice area, I must say. We live in Kadriorg, close to the big park. There are a lot of museums, so this is nice in itself. Of course, but that is maybe also similar to other Scandinavian countries. In the beginning, it's not so easy to meet people privately, to get to know people. I mean, in Brazil, this is another story. you meet somebody in 5 minutes and afterwards you know the life of the person. This is not the same here, but when you have started meeting people, usually it's also a bit more sustainable. So you can also last on them and rely on them.
Yeah. What would you say, what is unique about Estonia?
Yeah, there's a lot of nature, obviously. So it has a very rich natural scenery, all the islands, a lot of forest. Then, of course, we have, Tallinn is a very kind of still very intact old middle-aged city. There's also a lot of culture, I would say, especially in Tallinn, but also in other areas. A lot of music, theater, films, and so on. And of course, also the language is somehow related, of course, to the culture. It's quite unique, maybe related to Finnish to some degree, but but it's a kind of also a little bit a culture in itself. Yeah.
Some other English speaking guests that we have had in the show have said that what they were surprised in a way was that so many people here speak English.
Exactly. So that's, I mean, of course, it's always good to learn a language, but for the beginning, you can do almost everything in English. Yeah. So that is really a bit amazing. I mean, I knew it a bit from Denmark. I would say it's a similar level. So, but that's really, because it's still coming nowadays to Germany. It has changed there a bit in the last years, but it still would not be the same.
Yes. Going back to a little bit about your field of expertise, working in sustainable value chain management, it presents own set of challenges, right? Could you share some of the biggest challenges that you have faced in this area and how have you overcome them?
Well, what kind of challenges, Simone?
In your field of working in the sustainable value chain management, for example?
There were some very practical challenges. So, for example, we do a lot of interviews and surveys, and usually it's companies or mainly companies. And there are a lot of small, really small companies in Estonia.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's a challenge to really try to reach them.
Mm-hmm.
So they are spammed with questionnaires, and it's much easier to delete them. But now we have also a bit built up our own networks. We know some company associations. We know the Chamber of Commerce and so on. We know also companies itself. So it makes it easier when people have heard about you and maybe have cooperated already once. Then it's also easier the next time. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's good thing that you mentioned about Estonians startups, because that is actually something that we are also known of about our startup rate per capita. It's really, from what people have shared, it's also impressive.
Yeah, for sure. And it's not only Skype or Bolt. There are also in our area, it's maybe not as much well known as IT, but still there are also companies who try to kind of have more green business models, to recycle things, to reuse things. So so this is really impressive. And also some of our students, it's very common, you have a master course and you meet students who have their own startup on the side. Yeah.
Yes. Talking about students, Taltech has, I believe, students from 100 different international students. How many different international students have you interacted with?
I would say so. Normally half of the class, I would say, is international. Half is Estonian, roughly, and maybe not 100, but I think I have seen people from 30, 40 countries.
Because that's something also. A lot of students from outside of Estonia come here is because of the big focus on the international students here as well.
Yeah, exactly. But we have a lot from, it starts maybe with countries like Pakistan, India, Nigeria, a little bit from China, not that many maybe as other universities, but also Malaysia, or, of course, then some Europe countries, a few from South America, so... Yeah, but I would say a lot from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. So this is probably one of our four. And then, of course, something close. We have also a lot of Finnish students. Of course, for them, it's very close.
Yeah, it's really convenient to come to university that's not so far from home, but it's still in a different country.
It's still also international. And as you say, some of them even understand maybe a bit of Estonian, but you can easily do everything with English, so it's no problem at all. Yeah.
Yes, and some of the programs obviously are in English, but the Estonians are also part of it, and we've had some podcasts with the Estonians who have been part of the English programs, and they have all said that it's a really good thing also. Because for a lot of, especially technological fields, the work language ends up being in English anyway. So it's for them, it's a good way to practice the language they're going to be using later, and also meet people from different.
Exactly. So what we typically do, we do some teamwork in our courses, and that's always. We try to make the teams on a mixed level, so that not all the Estonians stay together and all the Finnish, but that we try to mix them a little bit, also to learn a bit from each other and share experiences and so on.
And talking about Estonian innovation in digital area, how do you see Estonia leveraging the strength to lead in sustainability and green technologies?
I mean, we are doing this. We had in the last 3-4 years, we had quite some projects for the Ministry of Economic Affairs. And even in these few years, we have seen that there are coming more and more companies or startups who are interested in this areas.
Mm-hmm. And if you could give, maybe think about some other examples when we were talking about the sustainability. I know for the university, it's also one of the main focuses, how to become greener in a sense. You've lived in different countries. How have you, what have you noticed here? What has been done in university, for example?
It's maybe something, of course, we always think about green, but there are also completely different areas. For what I noticed, that Taltech recently has started to think more about the well-being also of the employees, their trainings you can attend about your mental well-being. So we are also thinking more about these social aspects and health-related aspects.
Yeah, it's interesting that you brought that up, because not only because you can speak from your experience as an academical employee, but I know that the students had a whole month of last year when they also focused on students' well-being and things in that matter.
Yeah, and of course, COVID, and now we have these war situations. I mean, a lot of things people have to carry with them somehow, just in the wider environment.
Because there's so many things happening in the world these days. But the best way to think about it is that we can't protect ourselves from what's going on in the world, but we can basically protect ourselves how we let this whole thing influence us and our lives.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
That is true. I have to ask, because I've been asking this similar question from all of our guests outside of the Estonia. What are some of the most interesting Estonian foods that you have tried? And what would be your favorite? And what would be something that, like, okay, I'm never having that again?
It's a bit similar. Also, sometimes I have the feeling the Estonian kitchen is quite similar to the Bavarian kitchen where I come from. So in this sense, it's not exactly the same, but there is a lot with pork meat and potatoes and so such things which I know, but they are always a little bit different than at home. So it's not exactly. There are a lot of very good sausages and things.
Yeah, because I think when you think about the culture where you come from, it is, I would say, a little bit more similar to versus somebody, for example, who is from the United States, because for them, a lot of things that we eat here is something they've never had in their country before.
Yeah, man, I never tried beer, so but I saw it is available.
Have you tried the Sylt or Micello, what it's called?
Yes, I really liked.
Okay. Just checking, because these are some of the extremes that some non-Estonians are being introduced to here for the first time. So we learned from you that for you, from what I understand, the shift to come live and work in Estonia hasn't been too difficult
The adoption. When you know, let's say, to both Germany and Denmark, I mean, of course it's still different, but then you have a kind of, you know already a little bit what is coming. Yeah, not all of it, but there are quite some parallels.
How would you compare Estonian options, meaning that is something also that has come up earlier with some of the people and the experiences, how so many things in Estonia can be done over the phone and starting from, you know, voting and so far. What is your experience?
This is really, but this is extremely convenient. I must say also Denmark is quite advanced, but when you go to Germany, most things you still have to do on paper. Yeah. Mm. I mean, meanwhile, you can do your tax declaration, but nobody can do it him or herself. You always need a counselor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But many things that you still hear, click, click, Germany still have to go there, have to be there in person, have to take maybe a holiday or whatever.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So it's, I would say it's maybe 10, 15 years ahead still.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That is really nice.
And it's really very convenient. You have your ID card. And I mean, in Germany, you must, when you want a medicine, mm-hmm. so in Germany, you have to go to your doctor, make mm-hmm. a personal appointment. Mm-hmm. Then the doctor will see you.
Mm-hmm.
It takes maybe a half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Then he will write you a paper. You mm-hmm. take the paper.
Wow.
Here, I just call my doctor, say, please, I mm-hmm. need this and that. Okay, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think since Estonians have become so used to this, then it just becomes like, it's just a natural part of how things are done. So that's why it's always interesting to talk about these things with people from other countries and for them to share their experiences, how it really is such a privilege.
Yeah. No, it's really, it's very, very convenient. Yeah.
Mm. Yes. What advice would you give to students who are considering coming or wanting to study abroad somewhere else about coming to Teltec?
I mean, it depends a bit on the area, but I would say definitely when we have a technical interest and engineering interest, then I think Teltec is ideal. I mean, of course, you can also do business administration here,
mm-hmm.
but I still would say when you have some kind of, also the wider, when you are interested in IT or anything which is a bit more technical, mm-hmm. I would say then Teltec is really a nice way to, because you can also combine different subjects in your mm-hmm. study and you can have teachers from different areas. And,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and because, like you mentioned, that Teltec does have different varieties to come study, and what also has basically been born out of Teltec is different from people from different programs or different fields. After graduation, they start working together. And the last success story, for example, was two ladies who one graduated engineer. Master's, the other one graduated MBA, and they created a company together, which is really successful now in Estonia, and they're planning to go outside Estonia with that as well. So
yeah, I think this we see quite, or maybe not always company, mm-hmm. but still, then people meet in the job, and what I know a little bit, this whole world of IT, and when this is international, yeah, and yeah, you have to communicate with people from other cultures and other countries. And
yeah, and that's definitely an opportunity here. And as you have mentioned also, that that there are many different international students here, and language is not a barrier, because people outside of the university also speak English, so that's
yeah, that really makes life easier for you. At least, I mean, you always can learn, but mm-hmm. especially in the beginning, it's a big help. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And my last question would be that when you're reflecting your time in Estonia working in Teltec, what are some of the most valuable lessons you've learned either working in Teltec or living in Estonia?
I mean, working at Teltec, I really appreciate very much this easy way to work together also with engineers and people from other disciplines, which is not always so easy in other countries. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really what really makes life easier and also gives you much other opportunities.
Mm, yes.
Personally, I mean, we really love this area of Cardiorg with the park, with the museums. It's really, and the sea, even you can go to the beach in 10 minutes. So the quality of life in all of Tallinn, but especially in this part, is quite high.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for taking the time coming to share your experience. Mm. Is there something else that you would like to add that we haven't discussed yet?
Not really.
Well, in that case, I wish you the best of luck with everything that you do in Estonia and outside Estonia. And thanks again for taking the time.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me.
And thank you for listening to us. And we will be back soon with another episode of TalTech Talk.
TalTech Talk. Seriously interesting. Every Tuesday at Spotify and SoundCloud.